Have you ever wondered why some men effortlessly attract amazing women while others struggle despite their best efforts? According to relationship coach Corey Wayne, only 3% of men truly understand women, and the difference is transformative. This isn't about manipulation or games, but about grasping the fundamental psychology that drives attraction. Wayne's journey began with painful rejections and confusing interactions, including writing letters to crushes instead of approaching directly and taking the friendship route only to be rejected months later. Through years of trial and error, he gradually pieced together principles that would transform his understanding of attraction and relationships. The most powerful insight? Women respond to how you make them feel, not what you say or do. When a woman feels safe yet excited in your presence, experiencing both security and mystery, she naturally becomes drawn to you. This emotional response happens below the level of conscious thought, which explains why women's stated preferences often differ from their actual choices. They might say they want flowers and romance, but emotionally respond to men who remain centered, strong, and slightly unpredictable. This isn't about being difficult or mean, it's about embodying genuine confidence that comes from knowing your worth and purpose. At the heart of attraction lies energetic polarity. Masculine energy manifests as purpose, drive, and unwavering focus, breaking through barriers and providing direction. Feminine energy embodies receptivity, nurturing, and emotional flow. This energetic dance exists regardless of gender, though most men naturally lean masculine while most women lean feminine. Women are instinctively drawn to men with strong masculine energy, those with unshakable confidence who remain centered during chaos. They desire someone they cannot manipulate, who would choose his mission over a relationship if forced to decide. This very quality makes him more attractive. When someone won't compromise their values for approval, it creates magnetic pull. Sustained attraction requires maintaining this polarity. When couples lose their distinct energies, women abandoning feminine expression while men become increasingly passive, relationships stagnate. Many adopt masks, contradicting their core essence. Women embrace masculine traits for career success, while men suppress their natural energy due to conditioning. This explains why validation-seeking nice guys create confusion rather than attraction. True connection happens when both partners embrace their natural energetic essence while appreciating their complementary nature. Women communicate through a sophisticated code operating on multiple levels simultaneously. Their words, tone, body language, and context work together to convey meaning that men frequently miss. When a woman says, "I'll think about it," she's usually delivering a soft rejection. When she says, "You never listen," she's expressing frustration about a pattern, not making a literal statement. Women often cushion rejection with indirect phrases rather than stating plain truths about lack of interest. They typically describe ideal partners with socially acceptable traits while actually responding to different qualities. Consider the cat-dog analogy. Dogs seek attention from anyone, while cats approach only those they feel comfortable with after observation. Women must similarly be allowed to come and go freely. When a woman leaves a conversation, let her go. Chasing shows weakness. Remaining centered without pursuing allows her to return if genuinely interested. Women also possess remarkable emotional memory for relationship milestones. They remember intricate details about dates, the restaurant's ambiance, your exact compliments, even the specific wine. Failing to recall these moments signals you weren't fully present or invested in the experience. Creating genuine attraction requires understanding and mystery. Look for signs of interest through eye contact and body language before approaching women. Make social rounds at venues, briefly greeting groups, then moving on, creating familiarity without appearing desperate. Avoid discussing relationships or future plans too soon, as this eliminates mystery. Focus on making her laugh and feel comfortable through questions and playful teasing. Skip generic compliments about appearance. When you do compliment, be authentic rather than transactional. When getting her number, wait several days before calling to build anticipation. Be direct when calling. When are you free to meet up for a drink? Instead of, I was wondering if you would like to go out sometime. Choose first date venues that facilitate conversation, such as dinner, drinks, or interactive activities. Let her do most of the talking. After a successful date, maintain mystery by waiting several days before contacting her again. As attraction grows, she'll initiate contact more frequently. Remember that the phone is primarily for making dates, not providing emotional support. If she suddenly stops communicating, don't chase her. It's usually a test. Wait until the following week to call and make definite plans. Being centered means maintaining emotional stability regardless of external circumstances. When a woman tests your boundaries, respond with playful confidence rather than defensiveness. This balance of caring while maintaining boundaries earns respect. Women instinctively test men to determine their strength of character, especially during the first 60 days of dating. They evaluate how you handle stress, whether you remember details about her life, and more. Remember that actions speak louder than words. Genuinely interested women make time for men they want to see. Even in established relationships, maintaining your center remains crucial. Women communicate subtly through their actions. When they shut down, they're signaling they perceive weakness. Never argue with a woman emotionally. Instead, remain calm and use humor to help her relax back into feminine energy. What makes her fall in love is what keeps her in love. If you stop dating your wife with the same attention and presence as when you first met, eventually someone else might. Even after decades together, continue reading her attraction level and treating her as you did when courting. Once a woman falls in love, she craves your presence. Her efforts with appearance and communication aim to get your attention. When she shows you her nails or new hairdo, acknowledge these efforts. Dismissing them signals she's unimportant. When arriving home, make connecting with her your priority. Ask about her day and truly listen without trying to solve problems unless she requests advice. Reflect back what she shared to demonstrate understanding, as women value being understood above all else. Mastering these principles transforms your entire life, bringing unprecedented confidence, inner strength, and peace that radiates through everything you do. This transformation extends beyond dating success. It's about becoming your best self. Living as a 3% man means being comfortable in your own skin, giving without attachment to outcomes, accepting life's fluctuations calmly, and making choices aligned with your authentic desires. When your partner tests you, you'll recognize these moments with clarity. Every relationship catalyzes personal evolution. People either grow together or naturally grow apart. At minimum, you'll experience loving someone who helps you reach your potential while you inspire her growth. The journey to understanding women isn't about tricks. It's about authentic self-development that creates deep connections while remaining true to yourself. When you stand firmly in your purpose while creating space for feminine energy, you become the rare man who truly gets it.